So by mid of April, then we have a letter from the father about the processing of the application. So I need to put it in part of the committee. And of course, it doesn't affect the state law as well as the department. I would rely on some type of but as I have promised last week that I will try to get a letter from the speaker of the committee. Now we do have a report and we do have a statement that has been issued on behalf of our own process and the affirmation now what I wanted to do, I wanted to put it in front of you. That's why I actually gave you both the statement and the process of the chair of chair. But what do you say about it? The public hearings are finished. We can go back to the public hearings. The process that is left out now is between ourselves, Komata Regia, and Cabinet. When the cabinet ever give us something, how do we get to that process? Honorable member, the correspondence is in front of you. I know the government extensively. It's outlining, I'm trying to get guidance from you that what you do from here.
Yeah, Chair, for my benefit, do you mind just summarizing, just to like highlight the key points?
Okay, I'll read it out for you. The letter that I have in front of me from Okeka, called Processing of Defense Amendment, it comes from the chairperson, House chairperson of committee, Mr. Mabea. I would like to propose that we allow the Minister of Defense and Military Veterans time to consult cabinet on the report of the Interim National Defense Force Service Commission before the committee proceeds to further in-depth work on the defense amendment. In response to a request for guidance on the matter, the speaker has in the meantime met with the leader of government, business, and the Minister of Defense and Military Veterans to discuss the matter. The speaker has given the assurance that your committee will receive the report of the Interim National Defense Force Service Commission after it has been processed by cabinet. They confirm their respect for the authority of parliament to oversee the executive and their willingness to cooperate with parliament in providing any required or requested information. Parliament has further given the assurance that cabinet will process the request speedily. I also wish to inform you that in order to allow any intervention that parliament is prepared to relinquish its constitutional rights and responsibilities overseeing the executive. The above mentioned information was released in a media statement last week. Kindly note, therefore, that I inform the National Assembly Program Committee that extension is required to process the defense amendment bill and that therefore it will resume as soon as the above mentioned report has been made available. Thank you, K. Obafela, MP. That's how short and precise it is. That's what Mr. Obafela is. So he does call in a little bit of a delay of the work that we've been doing. And I'll wait cabinet to give us a response on the interim report. As we remember, the only thing that was outstanding for us to finish now was the interim report, which has been already agreed by the party of committee. And we have outlined the processes of engaging, and we have arrived at this level now where the speaker has taken note and given us the capital. So the guidance is in front of us now. Ndate Mazia, Ndate Eli, David,
nothing to talk about now, except that you continue the emphasize what we've been saying for all the time. But moving forward, I think it is important that you attach time frame to this thing, because we all want the real prophet. Because we are going to hold the processes, but it is important that we say to the cabinet, at least by this date or this month, we want the report so that you are able to proceed with our work as expected by the cabinet. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I also welcome the statement by the speaker and also the letter from the Chair of the Chair. And my reading of both pieces of correspondence is that both the speaker and the Chair of Chairs uphold our right as a committee to compel the Minister to produce a report, although he does qualify that and say this is a measure that we would use in the last resort. My suggestion, which is very close to the Honourable Mbeni's suggestion, is that you write to the Minister on behalf of the committee, informing her that we have now received the formal guidance from the Speaker, that we do have the right to compel the Minister to produce the report, that we would like those reports in a reasonable period, and we would like the Minister to sketch some time frames, and failing that, that we would then be compelled to take further action and compel the Minister to produce the report. And in the meantime, our deliberations on the bill have been But I do think that the Honourable is going to point about asking the Minister to attach that time frame and commit to that very, very important, because this bill is important in the effect of the community.
Well,
Yes. You are a veteran, so
thank you,
Chairperson. Chairperson, no, I don't have a problem as the proposals have been set. I will support that. Although I must say, I think that in the end we're going to be disappointed when we receive the interim report, in the sense that I've asked myself what real relevance this interim report has with the bill as such, because the interim report deals with the circumstances in the SNADF, which is important for the people to know, but it will be a good thing in this sense only that I think that the committee will be able to see what type of work the interim commission did, whether it is really unbiased, whether it is manipulated by the minister or not. So in that sense, as far as the bill is concerned, I think that is the only relevance I will be able to see. But I mean, the circumstances in the SANDF, as far as I'm concerned, is not really on the table as far as this specific bill is concerned. Although we want to know that circumstances. But I will support it. I will just say that I think that the committee should also make a very strong, make a proposal as far as time frames are concerned. If we leave it for the minister to make a time frame, then it's going to take too long. We have to put up and say that because we want this bill to go through the whole process by the end of the session or by the end of the year, there are not many months left, so that we can put it forward, that the minister must understand that there are time limits as far as the process is concerned. Because I'm quite honest, if we leave it for the minister to determine the time frame, maybe we go into next year. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. I think we are all on the same wavelength, and perhaps we should just say unanimously we endorse that we should wait until the interim report And again, we should have a time frame to that effect. Thank you.
I just want you to clarify yourself. In a correspondence itself, this has gone to cabinet. So it's no more correspondence to the minister. The minister doesn't have any specific. It's also done to the speaker. So it doesn't come as far. But how I also want you to view it on our corner. The importance of that, when you put together a commission and say it's going to do a particular policy, at least come back to the parliamentary commission, to the commission, so they are always present and give any report. How substantial it affects the work that they are doing, let them do the judgment for themselves. And this is where we are. Also, you see, in the separation of powers, it's important that cabinet does its own work. Sometimes come back and be able to give a report to the institution so that we know exactly where we're going. That's all what I'm saying. But I think you are also correct that members of parliament, as I hear from them, they want the bill to be finished immediately. That's a message you must send out to the front party, that we want the bill to be finished immediately. We are not talking at all. We are very even encouraged with the way the children are conducting themselves in the strike, that they are working in different places in their different capacities. That's very encouraging. That's why we know as members would want to sit with them to see that it will help to alleviate their conditions in being finalized. But there's only two ways if we can, when the process is not helping others, you know, in a manner that if there's a report seated somewhere and we don't know how much impact it has, it could be a problem. Also, it is a difficulty with that, unions of different representatives or different stakeholders talk about the report and they give different interpretations. And if members of parliament don't have a sense of what is in that particular report and how does it influence the thing itself, historically, it would always be that gap of them moving from a different perspective. So that's why it's important, whatever cabinet provides to them as members of parliament, we will recognize that. And then between myself and the speaker, maybe, and the whole of parliament, we must be able to explain after the committee and put hands on them to provide the report immediately. But members of parliament are saying that we do want that report. We do also want to finish the transition process. That the embassy is going to stay with you. And I give you the corner, but I'll come back to you. I'll come back to you.
I fully agree, James. With great respect, I don't know what the reasons were or are of the minister not submitting the report to cabinet, because I mean it has been completed last year already. But that's the matter with her. But maybe we must also learn from this whole incident that when we look into the bill, and I know it provides for annual reports, that it is, as far as I'm concerned, unacceptable. And there must be no misunderstanding as far as that is concerned, that any report can be withheld from the committee, or else we don't do our job. It's as simple as that. So I quite agree with what you say, but I just want to say that I think there are certain expectations which I don't think will fulfill those expectations of some people. That's what I mean by that. But I fully agree. The process, and we must learn from this process, and we also must see whether we have sufficient processes in the bill to ensure that this committee receives the reports, all reports, not only from the Service Commission, but all other reports as well. Thank you, Chair.
Can I please?
Yeah, Chair, I also endorse what has been expressed. Yeah. No, I think I endorse what has been expressed, that you should say it has been endorsed by Parliament, like Mabel has said, that we are entitled to do oversight, and secondly that since this is a long-standing request that we want to see the report, we'd like it to be submitted to us and finalized by executive, preferably before the end of this year, I mean before the end of this term. If not, because it's a pressing matter, we can continue with our work, especially the bill, without having view of the report early in the first term.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. I think we are in agreement that we need to put pressure on the cabinet, like you have just said, that nothing to do anything with the medicine. So maybe we need to speak to the leader of government to forward this report as a matter of agency. I think we just have to put the time frame.
Yeah.
Chair, I endorse much of what it said. It seems to me what's outstanding now is to agree on a time frame, and I would propose that the report be produced within 2 weeks, given the urgency of the book.
Not supposing 2 weeks, looking at the cabinet schedule already, probably three to 4 weeks, taking into consideration that this report was submitted on the 9th of December to the president. Therefore, at least if they are meeting tomorrow, it will be part of the agenda, then the coming cabinet are able to bring it to the table and also. So then we give them at least 21 days or 28 days to respond. Also, Honorable Kunevel, what you said on the content of the interim report. I think it is important, whatever that is there, because, for example, in the submission that they made with regards to the bill, they recommended that we establish a permanent defense commission, which is a ministerial one. And then what they have done, we will be able to go through this assist. This does not assist. What are the challenges if we put this as a ministerial commission or what, having noted what has been happening already now? So we do need the report so that we move from a point of informed view. Thank you.
I can't defend that.
You know that you don't. I know that.
But I'm very disappointed, Jason.
Yes.
I thought David will... We wanted to report that already yesterday. Now it's 2 weeks. I don't understand.
No, you can't work on it. You need to tell you, you know, you are putting me under pressure. You just need to step away. You said, it's becoming a lady of confidence now. David, that's the last question. I want Martin to give us guidance from there.
I think what the Honorable Krinnevel is saying is that I've gone soft. It seems to me that the Honourable Mbeni has a much more detailed view of how the cabinet operates than me. To her credit, I would support her proposal for a 30-day period.
Thank you. Ms. Chika, we're all looking for you. Yes, because the ministerial staff has disappeared.
You broke the report. No, please, don't put that one on there.
No, don't put that one on there. I hope everybody has got a letter from, because we don't want to listen to them. We have been under the letter. What is this? Can you give us
that?
Yes,
that's one
thing.
The
Amiga. Yeah,
no,
can I hope everybody has got
that one.
Okay,
I want
you to go to
the one.
You have the letter?
Yeah, I have
the letter. You have the letter? That one is hard. What is the role of the people in the
The only guidance in terms of the rule is Rule 249.3, that says the committee must inquire into the subject of the bill and report on it to the assembly. Give certain details on what the committee may or may not do. But that far, the only guidance that the rules require that you have to report to the House if you are unable to proceed on the bill until the reports are available.
My first issue is that we need to debate that in the House. The first issue for the
House. No, the committee prepares the report whenever a bill is processed. In terms of the programming committee, the issue of the programming committee is different because the House changed in terms of that. And the deadline set then was the 17th of September. So that will change on the programming committee. Although how it technically functions is that the minister introduces the bill to the assembly's table, and then the assembly delegates that function to the committee. So they've delegated this function to the committee, and the committee needs to then report back to the House that they are unable to proceed in terms of what has transpired until the report is available.
That's now the process is in Canada. Let me go back to the character and the speaker to do not get the
But in the last paragraph from the letter from the healthcare, it says kind of note therefore that I will inform the National Assembly Program Committee that extension is required.
No, no, it doesn't negate that thing. It proceeds like that. There was this thing that managed. It could amend the whole program of Parliament. But what I was looking for is the bill itself. It is, we're giving a particular time frame. And there's an expectation, you see. Now that there's a development, that we can't finalize the bill in a particular time frame. You see, there were things that have happened in your committee that have caused that particular. There are two options. You either go back, you know, and open up and have a discussion of reporting back to Parliament what the executive has done. Which starts becoming a little bit of a problem. It does say then that the minister, the allocator, will write a long thesis and complain that he's disappointed. So it becomes a political debate. But I can't, what I was thinking was give us the guidance, and then we would then have to go and interact with the presiding officer to hear that if we take a decision, not on a particular matter, or how we want to handle it.
I think that the significant guidance in his statement.
What did you say?
He's saying that parliamentary convention maintains that PC is still processing a vote, and until the PC reports on a vote, inappropriate for the presiding officers to intervene and potentially undermine the authority granted to the PC by the House. So in other words, you're saying PC you take a decision to report to the House and the presiding officers are not involved.
Members, that's why I've been going on. There is in front of you, in the statement of the speaker. But practically we can't finalize the thing. That's what it is. And the issue is not created by you. You have done your work and finished. We are just waiting for an understanding that what happened has to be what has to be. Now, that becomes a necessary question. And now it's even curbing me to go that direction back to the future. It's your decision now. So what are you doing? What should have done? It's the law, it's not me. You have done what you process, and for me as a chair is to make sure that I've gone into what the process is and make sure that we have internalized and you are fighting. Is that the order?
Chairperson.
I know you always do, you might have been just get the letter that what is coming, the letter of the talked about the delay of the bill. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that will give you guidance of where we are. And my subtitle is about paraphrasing. In a statement that was given by the speaker, it says the authority still lies with us to decide what we want to do in the country.
Okay.
So we have to tell Parliament why are we behaving to not presenting the bill in front of them one time.
Thank you very much, Captain.
It's a legal guidance that has been provided. Yeah. Now, I would like, yes, I'm going to use Kekan. Kekan is not a good law.
Yeah, no, it looks like we don't have an excuse. These are the laws and pass laws. We can't pass laws and turn around and defy our own laws. So we follow the legal rules, but I also don't think it's a harmful thing if it is debated. I mean, it teaches everybody in Parliament that this is the rule. Portfolio Parliament has oversight on the executive and everybody should accept that. If you take long to accept it, it only does it is to the detriment of the smooth running of Parliament. So let there be a debate, a constructive debate if it should be, because it will teach others and all of us.
Supporting that, I don't see anybody objecting to that point of view. We have something that is necessary to decide now. The decision of the committee that will take a decision on this matter is in the House. The Southern Government is expecting to see it. And then I'll hear from them what they see.
I don't think it requires a debate, but to allow the chairperson to make a statement in the House, that's my view.
Chairperson, I just want that if the chairperson makes a statement, then each and every party has the right to comment on that. I think a debate will be welcome. That's why we're on Parliament. And it can even be a robust debate. It will be a good lesson for the other committees as well. So let's have it. Providing that you give me at least 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right. I would like to align myself with what Honourable Mandela has said. Also, we don't want to delay this. Therefore, it's a statement. It's going to be attended to at the earliest of whatever program. A debate would require much to be done, presiding officers and all the processes, preparation for the debate and other approval. So, who moved for it? I'm sorry, I'm dropping you, man. I'm allowing you to talk to me. Thank you.
You want to?
Chair, I wonder if we could just get the advocate to clarify. My understanding is that in terms of the rules, we simply have to report. I'm not quite sure how we got into a debate about that debate. I think we should keep our eye on the ball. Our objective is to get the report in a reasonable period so that we can proceed with the rules. And I think that a reasonable period is 30 days, and I think that we should proceed on that basis.
No, I acknowledge what you're saying, but we should not undermine essentially what Honourable Sir was raising. But we'll clarify that and we'll decide on the motion. I take note of all the things that you're saying, and then in a broad mandate, I engage in the different. Yeah. Moreover,
do you pick up on something? How to cultivate and you've written to the minister that you want the report because of late election, and it has now been agreed between Parliament and the leader of government that one that the summer thing is basically not going to happen, that's the consensus, that we're going to give cabinet time to consider it, and then we'll proceed with the vote. That our Parliament won't proceed with the vote until cabinet gets. If you're going to deal with it in any other way, you'd have to deal with both in terms of oversight. But to start this debate, otherwise you're going to start another debate whether you can tell cabinet, whether you can demand a vote now after the report. And then it's going to go into, I think there's consensus between in terms of chapter 3 of the constitution that there must be cooperative relationship. And I think that in terms of the first on the understanding is that give cabinet time to proceed, and we will proceed until you give us the demand. So I think that's the basic understanding.
No, what I want to correct you about, we have not yet arrived yet. If there's no clarity from cabinet, then the issue of someone who wants someone in cabinet. Of now, we are telling that we want to have the report and hear from cabinet what they are telling. Don't conclude that the committee will be concluded. What would be their stance if they did it from the what would happen to them? The one is, of now, I don't. So far, we're just taking guidance on. We are, it was about reporting the preparatory within the process itself. You must understand that doesn't get well, but they don't decide in relation to someone who has some responsibility.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think we must say to each other that I know that there's also an urgency from the minister side to get the ball through. She wants to establish a permanent service commission, so there is an urgency from her side. I think as long as somewhere there's a message going through to say to the minister, if we don't receive the report by a specific date, the ball won't be able to be processed this year. I think that is important. That she understands the problem, and then it is in her hands.
Chair, I would support that. I would also propose that in the letter we be very clear that if we do not receive the report within a reasonable period, we reserve our right to consider containing.
No, we'll do everything. Is it my reluctance? You see, the minister came in front of the portfolio committee and he said that the report is this country. That's where the engagement is taking place. We must put cabinet to produce it. If they don't produce, if they don't do their work, the other one who is advertising the member of executive team to take it.
Sorry, do I understand you correctly? She said to the committee that
yes.
the report is with cabinet already.
Yes. So we are acting on her mandate. It's not. That's why we are not really reacting outside. The minister said it twice to us in the committee.
Okay.
The report is with cabinet. And we now, everybody is confirming to us to say, even what the leader of government is saying, that this report is with us. So it's not only the individual body that is cabinet. And this is where we are directing our energy to, rather than directing it towards the meeting. If what happens is, leave alone as members, some of them see the leader of the party, they know how cabinet functions. We are watching cabinet. Oh, I see. Too. I didn't hear, I just was hearing members talking. I was sorry about that. But this is what the minister told us in the last report, that these issues are in cabinet. We should give respect to that cabinet. And what do we respect? But we don't want to see the time frame work out that cabinet is able to keep up. So that if the bill doesn't go forward, it is caused by them, not caused by Parliament, it's that federal institution. The portfolio committee, that's all that we are saying. And that's what we are expecting that response from them. It means if the president and the leader of government is keeping us, or putting it to the executive to deliver. That's why it is, that's how we affect ways in the media. The last time she was in front of us, she said, even in her own written statement, she said that why we vote for cabinet integrity. That's why it's about fairness that we really start to say we agree with the minister that she's going to cabinet integrity. So we are standing on that one. We are assuming that there's a report and it's lying in cabinet. Some people are not doing their work and we will insist on them to do their work and deliver the parliamentary report. That's where we are at this particular moment. It doesn't clarify the process.
Yeah, I understand, Jefferson, but with great respect, now I strongly feel that we must have that debate because actually it shows that cabinet is almost a year behind schedule if it has been submitted to them. But that's just a remark. Okay.
You know, it's not an easy remark because it follows up on what Stella was saying, that this report, Wake Minimum Country, submitted on the 9th of November last year, 2009. We are finishing a year, and we are finishing a dream, and cabinet has not applied this money. Something that is very crucial for the thing.
Yeah.
And the two institutions, the executive and parliament, we are doing our work, but we have been handicapped now by how cabinet performs. You know that doing these things called performance, like the registrar, they are talking about their own performance. So they need to be able to sort out this and be able to apply their mind. So that you don't come to parliament, they started this and they started, and midway, you have not been able to finish it. That's the lesson that goes. The type of work that we have. But as you have said, it's a matter of going to all the communities that don't do things halfway and don't take the population the process of the to follow up. It's a hard lesson, but it's a lesson that, what Kekana said, it's a lesson that must confront that in the history of this parliament never did happen, but it has happened now that the portfolio committee is standing on the cabinet. Can't process and proceed in the cabinet and not finish it. While the dynamics are taking place there, if the president and the of the cabinet and the deputy president are getting involved, I would never want a member of the parliament to venture into that without the where I decide we have done our responsibility and we have received our support from the speaker and everybody to say, this is how far you go. And the time frame is a little bit of a month, but the time frame that they're giving that. You are asking cabinet to finalize its work and to run the report there so that we restart the bill itself. Mr. Bapela, in the process, has gone to the committee, programming committee to go and finalize. What parliament has to does clarify for us, we would like if there's a possibility of a statement or a debate or whatever, or to report that we can go to parliament, we would just have to. Before that small thing, I want to, you see, I've been negotiating with myself, but now I'm putting it practically here. You do have an opportunity, members of parliament, to go on a study tour, on the terms of what parliament can provide for you. I was made aware that you're one of those committees that should consider those type of talks, I mean, when you go and take a talk, but it's where you go and learn something concrete to what is happening. You do have that capacity. We are informed as a chairperson that I must put it in black in front of you to consider it. I only want to take now, I'm just putting it back to go and consider it. Negotiate amongst yourself where do you want to go. I'll come in and check with the chairperson of the committee that when is that potential. Now, one of the things that makes me to make you aware is that some of the members said, while the commission was traveling around, it would be nice also for themselves as members to build their own capacity in doing this particular work. So, my doors are open for suggestions of where you want to go or what one at a time period. But in the meantime, one record group in that we are going to consider a tour for the portfolio committee to go on call and work out the information we want to do. But not now.
We don't know how to suggest. We're ready to suggest.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I can see something. You want to go? But definitely, let's say we just take a chance. Tomorrow I'm meeting, and we can talk about it. So that's what it is now.
Chair, because I know I've got another meeting in public work tomorrow, I won't be here. Do you mind if I have something, Benny, that I want to suggest about that one? And that is, in public work, you got the report that there are many military barracks which are not properly maintained. The confusion being, and we did that, so the confusion being that the building, the land might be owned by military, the building or local government, the building being owned by public works, and ultimately the confusion as to who must maintain. So because of that confusion, ultimately there's nobody who really maintains. So I think if you can check that, you'll have the second one. We understand there are military barracks that are empty. And people are saying we are hearing that end up being vandalized because they are sending empty houses, buildings, offices, and the community, surrounding communities, that we need this. But we kept them being told this is a military place, nobody should touch it. Because we need to act on this aspect of government resources that are not used or underutilized, and there's such a big need from the community. So I'd like you to, if possible, put that on your tour agenda.
Don't confuse the tour agenda. The tour agenda is in the list and what we're going to talk about. The oversight and engagement with the public work committee will do that. Now that we're seeing the case, these are some of the things that are going to prioritize. But tomorrow we're dealing with the military battalion. Tomorrow we're dealing with the military battalion. Taking a report from them on the web and their own constituted organ department in that is definitely our discussion. So that's what we need tomorrow. But the tour that I'm talking about is the entire time tour that we just did. And that's the suggestion that I'm going to have. Given that member, don't start. What do you want to start now? Can we finish?
I want to get back to the people from our shop. Chair, I just wanted to be clear on our previous point on what we agreed to. I mean, this is exactly correct, that a letter would be submitted to either the leader of government or to the minister, that we would summarise the guidance given to us by the speaker, that we would ask the cabinet to produce the report in a reasonable period, that reasonable period would be 15 days, that until we receive the report, we are going to suspend deliberation on the board, and that we reserve our right, if we do not receive the report, to compel to produce the report. Is that what we agreed to? And then the separate matter of reporting to Parliament, you will take up with the chair and chair.
The only weakness there is that we have said we are taking the minister off the case now. We are dealing directly with the minister. The minister doesn't. There's no correspondence that goes to the minister doesn't think that here. I mean, we are being given this guidance to awake, and she has clarified herself long ago that she has done this report, has given the captain. The next focus where your focus is, our captain finished the report. That's where our eyes are. I know you want to issue. I don't know if you can get the computer. don't think the minister is a minister. We deal with cabinet. That's what.
I can follow the
Yeah, that's what we're now.
On a lighter note, Chairperson, you must know that Honorable Maynell, the shadow kind of a minister, so
he's a shadow minister, don't overcome. He's an MP here. Yeah, I'm dealing with you, no capacity as an MP. Don't want to fight with
me.
Honorable members, let me not get into that one. Come on, I'm putting it on for tomorrow.
We want to go to Afghanistan.
Honorable members, we'll see each other tomorrow.
Sorry, Chairperson, before you close, sir. My apology to you, Commissioner, because
it
was a problem in terms of traffic, there's an accident on the road. Yes. But I just want advice, Commissioner, because you were talking with my sister there on the corner. She was talking with her cell phone, but she didn't hear you. But I think it's very important to advise her, because I'm looking here. She's busy with this gentleman. She's busy with that one, that side. You know. I think it's very important, because if somebody do something, also we concentrate to him or her. I think it's very important also to advise her.
No, I'll negotiate with her.
Okay.
Thank you for that. But never can I resist you. And always, the central advisors will be guided by what happens in the parliament.
Thank you.
Thank you.